Sunday's Gospel lesson was St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000 men, plus women and children. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. The words are familiar. Jesus always gave thanks to God for the food and drink which he received. This is good, for it acknowledges that all we need to sustain this body and life is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Yet the words of St. John also echo the words we hear each Sunday as we gather to receive the Lord's Supper. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you." Both our physical nourishment and our spiritual nourishment are a gift from God. Last Sunday, the church prayed, "Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience." This prayer is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. May our Lord grant us faith to see and acknowledge his gracious goodness, which sustains us now and for the life to come. Amen.